USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S.-China trade talks have been restarted after President Trump met with the Chinese president at the G20 summit in Japan. Peter Navarro with the White House Office of Trade says he's glad China is coming back to the table.
I think a combination of the G20 at Osaka and the handshake scene around the world at the DMZ, I think it made the strong case that we have not only the best president on economic policy, but also on foreign policy.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and a day after the death of pitcher Tyler Skaggs, the Los Angeles Angels will take the field in Texas. The 27-year-old's death is still being investigated, and last night's game against the Rangers was canceled after Skaggs was found dead in his hotel room. Investigators have ruled out foul play and suicide. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
No cause for alarm. That's what the White House is saying after Vice President Mike Pence abruptly canceled a scheduled speech in New Hampshire. In a statement, a senior White House official says something came up that required the VP to stay in D.C. The statement added it's not health-related for the VP or president, or nothing related to national security. Mike Pompeo is the latest Trump administration official to come under congressional scrutiny. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
America's top diplomat reportedly being scrutinized by a congressional committee now for allegedly using his government security detail to run personal errands, including picking up his dog and fetching Chinese food. CNN is reporting that a whistleblower has been feeding the unnamed committee information about Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for months, describing a pattern of alleged misbehavior. Diplomatic Security Service head Lon Fairchild denying any inappropriate requests have ever been made by Pompeo.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
While he was in Japan, President Trump sat down for an interview with Fox News' Tucker Carlson. One of the topics that was discussed was social media, and the president talks about how he believes Twitter is stopping people from following him and that Google is controlling the media and conspiring against the president.
So, you know, I've been hearing that about Google and Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
I won. They were totally against me. I won. They fought me very hard. I mean, I heard that, and they're fighting me hard right now, which is incredible because I think the Democrats want to shut them up, and frankly, so do a lot of the Republicans want to shut them up. If you look at Twitter, I have millions and millions of people on Twitter, and it's a very good arm for me. It's great social media, but they don't treat me right. And I know for a fact, I mean, a lot of people try and follow me, and it's very hard. I have so many people come up, they say, sir, it's so hard. They make it hard to follow. What they're doing is wrong and possibly illegal, and a lot of things are being looked at right now. A poll just came out today. I'm at 54 or 55, and they do say you can add 10 to whatever poll I have, okay? And I never get good press. I mean, I haven't had a good story. I used to get the best press of the world. You remember the old days when I was an entrepreneur. I used to get great press. Now I get, because of what I stand for, represent, and nobody's ever had, I think 93%, it came out the other day, 93%. And I'm talking about stories that should be good, they make them bad, or should be great, they make them like neutral.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.